Hello everyone and welcome back to the first and a new podcast episode here on The Fighting Brain. When people think about vision, they usually think about one thing, seeing. But that's only a small part of what the visual system actually does. Your eyes are constantly collecting information that helps your brain answer questions like, where am I? What's moving around me? How fast is it moving? Am I safe? And what's the next action I should take? For fighters, these questions are everything. The better your brain answers them, the better you perform. This is the topic we will be discussing today, and I hope you enjoy this new and at the same time the first podcast episode. So let's go. Your eyes are the brain's biggest information source. One of the biggest misconceptions is that movement starts with muscle. It doesn't. Movement starts with information. Your nervous system can only produce an output based on the quality of the input it receives. And your visual system provides the majority of that information. Depending on the situation, around 70% of all sensory information processed by the brain is visual. That means your eyes influence almost every aspect of athletic performance. So we talk about balance, we talk about timing, reaction speed, coordination or decision making, even confidence. And vision is prediction. People often think reaction time is everything, but elite athletes don't simply react faster, they predict better. Your brain is constantly trying to predict what's about to happen. The earlier you recognize movement, the earlier your brain can prepare to appropriate response. That's why elite fighters often appear to have incredible reflexes. They're not necessarily faster, they're simply processing better information earlier. And these visual information come from the retina to the brain. I don't know if retina is the right word here. Is it like German retina? So I hope you know what I mean. Let's briefly talk about how visual information travels through the brain. Light enters the eye and reaches the retina. We call it retina. Sorry if it calls retina. We call it retina now. The retina isn't just a camera sensor. It's actually part of the central nervous system. From here, visual information travels through the optic nerve to the thalamus. The thalamus acts as the brain relay station, but it does much more than relay information. It filters. It prioritizes. What is that for a word? It decides. So we make it slower and we make it, or we come to the basic. It decides what deserves attention. That's the better wording for it. So your thalamus decides what deserves attention. Only then is the information sent to the visual cortex, where conscious perception begins. This means we don't simply see the reality. Our brain constructs reality based on incoming sensory information. So now we will talk about the connection between your vision and your performance. Every movement begins with perception. You cannot separate vision from movement. Before you throw a punch, before you defend, before you shoot for a takedown, your brain first has to identify what's happening. Only then can it organize movement. Better sensory input leads to be better motor output. This is one of the fundamental principles of neuroscience. And can vision be trained? Absolutely. Just like strength and conditioning, just like endurance, just like coordination, vision can improve through target training. But vision training isn't about gimmicks or fancy reaction lights you see on social media. It's about improving how the brain processes and uses visual information. Sometimes that means improving eye movement. Sometimes it's peripheral awareness. Sometimes perception. Sometimes visual attention. Sometimes simply making the nervous system feel safer. The goal isn't stronger eyes. The goal is a more effective and efficient brain. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, okay, sounds interesting, but how do you actually train your vision? And the answer is that there isn't just one exercise. Just like strength training, the right exercise depends on the athlete and what you're trying to improve. So it's an individual brain-based approach, but I will show you some examples from my vision training I do with some athletes. One of the simplest tools is the Brock string, and maybe you saw the Brock string on the video from Ilya Chuporia during his preparation for the White House card. The Brock string is designed to improve eye convergence and deep perception. By focusing on colorful balls placed at different distances, you teach both eyes to work together efficiently and work better together. For fighters, this can improve distance judgment and the ability to shift focus between opponents, hands, and surrounding environment. And another tool I frequently use is vision charts. Most people think vision charts are only for checking eyesight, but that's only one application. Depending on the chart, we can challenge visual acuity, eye movements, visual attention, or even combine vision with movement and maybe with cognitive tasks. This gives us valuable information about how the athlete processes visual input under different conditions. And sometimes we also use colored lenses or glasses. Now, this isn't magic, and it's definitely not about wearing colored glasses because they look cool. Different lenses and different colors can change the visual information entering the brain. In some athletes, this temporarily alters posture, balance, eye movement, or even perceived effort. They also give us insights into how the nervous system responds to different visual input. In many cases, there are more of an assessment tool than a permanent solution. And finally, one of the most important forms of visual training doesn't require any equipment at all. We train eye movements, smooth pursuit, peripheral awareness, fixation stability, head and eye coordination, because if your eyes can't efficiently get information, your brain has to make decisions based on an incomplete data. The goal is never to create stronger eyes. The goal is to create a nervous system that can collect better information, process it faster, and make better decisions under pressure. That's what visual training is really about. It's not a trick. It's about giving the brain better input so the body can produce a better output. If you want to become a better fighter, don't just train your muscles. Train your nervous system, because performance isn't only determined by how strong you are. It's determined by how well your brain understands what's happening around you. The fight begins long before the first punch. It begins with perception. It begins with your eyes. And there is not only a single exercise that works for every fighter. That's why an individual approach is always the most effective way to train your brain. And I also honestly need to get used to speak English. I'm doing my best and try to bring over my relaxed way of communicating, which I naturally use very effectively in German, into English as well. I'm looking forward to the development over the next weeks and the development over the next month. And now for today, I want to say thank you for listening to this episode. Related to this topic, there is also an Instagram post you can check on my account. And I plan to release an English episode every 2 weeks. And I first want to get used to everything and prepare everything. And now at the end, there is a big, big thank you very much for your time, and take care and see you soon. Bye.